Florida has become the epicenter for a new drug epidemic, this one involving prescription drugs. Each day in Florida, thousands of doses of powerful narcotics are dispensed in pain clinics, storefront operations known as pill mills. Federal, state, and local authorities are working to drive those pill mills out of Florida. But as NPR's Greg Allen reports from Miami, an important person is standing in their way, Florida Governor Rick Scott.
Al Lamberti says when he started at the Broward County Sheriff's Department 30 years ago, the department was raiding crack houses and busting junkies.
Nowadays, the drug dealers are working out of strip malls.
Lamberti now heads the sheriff's office in a county that includes Fort Lauderdale, a city that's become a destination not just for spring breakers, but also for addicts and drug traffickers.
We have more pain clinics in Broward County than Starbucks. We have more pain clinics than McDonald's. They're taking their toll.
Lamberti spoke at a news conference where he was joined by a dozen federal, state, and local law enforcement officials. They were there to announce a major crackdown on Florida's pill mills, including more than 20 arrests and the seizure of more than $22 million in cash, exotic cars, and real estate. Doctors in Florida prescribe 10 times more oxycodone pills than every other state in the country combined. People come from all over the southeastern U.S. to see pain clinic doctors, who give them a quick exam, a prescription for a powerful painkiller, sometimes even filling the prescription on the premises. DEA Special Agent Mark Truville said over the past year, the joint law enforcement operation has made more than 300 undercover drug buys from pain clinics, and more arrests are coming.
So if you're a clinic owner or a doctor or an employee knowingly working at one of these illegal pill mills, we have probably bought dope from you, and we are probably coming to see you soon.
Truville said one reason pill mills have proliferated here is because Florida, unlike most other states, lacks a system for monitoring drug prescriptions. That would help prevent doctor shopping, people who travel from one clinic to another buying hundreds of doses of prescription drugs. In fact, Florida does have a prescription drug database. After years of lobbying by law enforcement, the state legislature passed a bill last session to create one, but it didn't provide money to pay for it. A private foundation stepped in and began raising funds for the database, but recently a leading state official has come out foursquare against it. Florida's Governor Rick Scott.
I don't support the database. I believe it's an invasion of privacy, and I believe that, one, it appears that the money's been wasted.
An official with the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program Foundation says the governor's accusation is false and that the group has already raised enough money to start up the state database. In the last few weeks, a growing number of voices, both in Florida and outside the state, have called on Scott to drop his opposition to the drug monitoring program. Many of Scott's critics come from states with their own oxycodone epidemics, fueled by addicts and drug traffickers who make regular visits to Florida. It's a trip down Interstate 75 some now call the Oxy Express. Kentucky's Lieutenant Governor Daniel Mongiardo is also a surgeon.
I have friends that are ER doctors along I-75, and it's a daily basis where somebody goes into an ER off I-75 with an overdose. We had a 41-year-old mother who was in the back seat of a car coming back from Florida who overdosed, and she died.
In Florida, law enforcement authorities say the crackdown on pill mills will continue, but that they can't arrest their way out of the problem. They're calling for stricter regulation of doctors and funding for the statewide drug database. Now all they have to do is convince the governor. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.